Michelle Tabaniti, 2UE police reporter, is on the scene in Martin Place. Michelle, what's going on now?
Well, it's quite a busy scene here at the moment. We have a number of police, riot squad officers and also specialist officers that are moving through the whole of Martin Place, which is usually a very busy precinct here, full of officers and also the Supreme Court, in fact, part of the block as well. They have all been closed and evacuated as well. So we understand this siege situation is still continuing at the Link Cafe. We can't see too much from where we are because they have blocked off quite a fair amount of their precinct there. But we can sometimes see some people walking through the glass windows there, walking back and forth. And I did actually speak to a worker at the Link Cafe a little time ago, and he said he turned up for work just before 10 o'clock this morning and found the doors locked. And then he says that he saw a gunman inside as well as a number of customers and workers sitting down and being held hostage there. So a very terrifying situation. We don't have any official confirmation from police at this point, but we are hoping to be briefed very soon.
And Michelle, there were reports that the gunman or gunmen have demanded to speak to the Prime Minister. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard any of those reports. What we have seen as well is pictures of a black flag with white Arabic writing, which was held up against one of the windows of the cafe here. Exactly what that flag is, we don't have any confirmation. It was earlier believed to be possibly an ISIL flag, but we understand that that is not the case. So a very dramatic situation here. So we're still trying to figure out exactly what is going on and waiting for police to give us some detail.
And just finally, Michelle, is there an indication whether it is one or two gunmen from where you are?
From what we've been told, and just particularly from that staffer who I spoke to earlier, he says that he saw one man inside. But as I said, we're still waiting for police to give us some details. It is possible there may be more, but we are only hearing one person at this point.
Michelle, I appreciate it's very busy. Thank you very much. Any breaking news out of that, please get back to us. Michelle Tabaniti, 2UE police reporter on the scene in Martin Place.